Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always...
With the U?
With the U. Oh, it's hard to talk. I've got bread mouth now. With me, as always...
Get it together here. Be a professional.
Is bread mouth number two himself. You all right? I'm kind of glad that happened. That pleased me. Evan's here. We are finally back at full strength after weeks and weeks and weeks of hiatus.
Oh, man.
You alright?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You sure? You're supposed to chew your food before you swallow.
Oh.
You alright? Do you want me to break the bread into smaller pieces?
Shut up. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Whew. So we are back. At full strength.
Well, sort of.
Well, half strength. Because you're useless with your coughing.
Yeah.
I'm back from vacation.
You are.
We're back at an actual restaurant. Not to be confused with our street side episodes. Which you have faithfully shepherded.
Thank you. Yes.
The airwaves.
Yes, it was a little late this week. Because my work sucks butt,
mm-hmm.
And it was a little tough to get some time away because we do the street side stuff during the day,
mm-hmm.
During lunchtime, and unlike my co-host Keen Amdahl, I work for a living.
How does he get?
I'm not one of your fancy pants. Well, I am your fancy pants, but I'm not one of your hoity-toity blogger types.
And sort of gets paid to do stuff?
Sort of gets paid? He might do other stuff, I don't know. I just like making fun of him. But yeah, it was a little late, but we had James and Becca from Heavy Table on this week talk about saucy birds, which is awesome.
How bad could it be? It's a meatball truck.
It's not a truck, it's a cart.
Meatball cart, whatever.
Well, it's a subtle difference. Mm. But where are we today? I'm falling apart. This is karma. I made fun of you too early in the show, and now it's coming back to me. Should have waited.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're at one of our famous closed on Mondays places. This place has been on our radar for not terribly long, but for a while.
It's only been open for a while.
We're at Sun Street Breads in we'll call it Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's still Minneapolis.
Yeah. And we're at the corner of 46th and something.
He's trying to lean back and look out the window.
Nicola. We're at 46th and Nicola. This has long been a area that was kind of a strip mall in the middle of a residential area.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird. And since this has popped up, I think it's really reinvigorated the area. And it's had nothing but great reviews. I think, do we have just a minor medical emergency?
I think we might have.
I'm sorry we got...
You're not counting me. But.
I'm sorry we got distracted there, but... I think we had a woman just kind of faint.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had an armband of some sort, so maybe she just gave blood or something. I don't know.
It was very odd. And she's still getting help to the car. So I think...
It's an action-packed show already.
Yeah. I think everything's okay now, but... That was kind of
an episode of ER here.
All right. Thank you.
You want some ice with your cider?
No, thanks.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Yep.
But thank you for moving forward with the show.
I try. Now that I don't have wedges of sourdough in my esophagus, or my trachea. Esophagus good, trachea bad.
Is that what we're drinking?
What are we drinking? We are, they've actually, you know, it's, I mean, to give you an idea of what this place is, it's similar to like a French Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of these kind of bakery restaurant kind of places in the area. And for a place like that, I think this has got a pretty decent beer list. You know, a lot of the bakeries, they kind of skimp on the drinks, I think, a little bit.
Well, they lean heavier to the wine.
Yeah.
And coffee, tea.
Yeah. But this is not, I mean, they've got a nice selection of bottled beers. They've got, you know, what are becoming your typical draft, your craft drafts, as it were. You know, Surly, Fulton, Furthermore. They've got a Founders on here as well. You're drinking the Fatty Boom Bladdy.
Yes, I am. And you're drinking the...
I went with the cider route.
Yeah.
Because they got two ciders, which is pretty rare, which I like.
Well, apparently there's a lot of people with bad taste that eat here.
Oh. Wow, you're a hateful.
Coming out swinging.
You're a hateful
Come
cuss.
Out
you're a hateful old cuss.
But, is that your new word of the week? Is that,
I got a calendar. no, they do an ace. They do an ace pear. They actually do the ace apple. They don't do an ace pear. But then they also do Blackthorn, which I'm a big fan of. It's actually a fermented cider, so it's a little different taste than like a typical cider. But it is. It's very tasty. It's actually, I believe it's a little stronger, too. I'm trying to see. Yeah, it's 6% alcohol, so.
You're really getting up there.
Hey, for ciders, that's pretty high, so. But I'm a big fan of it when you can get it. I think this is one of the very few places I've seen that actually offers Blackthorn in any variety. I mean, they do the canned, right? So they don't have any ciders on draft, but. No, and since this is a bread place, we were presented with bread already.
We've devoured said
we've
bread.
We've destroyed it. Now we both had the sourdough.
Brandon, most of it's lodged in your throat.
That's true. That is true. I'm breathing through it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should start smoking now. Now that I have this built-in filter in my throat.
Get you on one of those commercials for not smoking.
Yeah,
with the trachea.
With the trachea. Yeah. Oh yeah. I always kind of wanted one of those. You sound like a badass.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you sound kind of gross.
That can be a form of badass.
Nope.
No, I don't
nope.
think so. Yeah. Well, we both had the sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think we both had one of everything.
Yes.
We accidentally were very egalitarian there.
No, I think we made a conscious decision to make sure.
I certainly didn't.
Really?
I could give a shit what you eat.
Oh, I always. Whenever we have something that's equal parts, I always make sure that you get.
Oh, well, then you're just a better person than I am.
Well,
apparently.
This has been established time and time again
that's
on this
true.
Show.
That is true. So we both had the sourdough. What did you feel? How did you feel about sourdough?
That was probably my second favorite of all three. I really like the beer bread. That was awesome.
Oh, is that what this is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's got all sorts of stuff in it, all unrecognizable, but...
It's got an interesting kind of crust on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little more burnt, a little more toasted on the top. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
And then I would go with the sourdough. The sourdough was good, chewy, had that kind of, well, obviously slightly sour taste to it, but very traditional. Sourdough. Mm-hmm. The French bread was kind of, you can take it or leave it.
It's French bread.
Right.
No.
Was it bad? No.
I actually like the sourdough more than I like the beer bread.
Really?
Mostly because the beer bread's a little seedier than I like my breads. But overall, I mean, the flavor's good. It's almost got like a, it's not nutty, it's like a, something else going on there. That is good though.
Thank you.
That's not.
Thank you. I'm hoping that's the tartar sauce and that's the...
Yeah.
All right, so we got our first courses out. Tartar?
Yeah.
And we got
a lemon on there.
We got the hush puppies.
Yeah, this is tartar sauce.
Okay. It's a shame because I'd really like to try that, but
It would kill you.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Hush Puppies.
Mm-hmm.
The Hush Puppies are made with Fulton's beer as well.
Yes.
Which we both, even though we've never had them on the show,
mm-hmm.
I think we both established mm-hmm. that Hush Puppies are we're a big fan of.
I'm amazed that we've gotten this far without having
Hush
Puppies.
I can't believe that.
Well, I mean, it's a southern thing. There's not a lot of places that do Hush Puppies.
Mm. Good.
Yeah. They come with a tartar sauce. It's like a lemon tartar sauce, which is very tasty.
A bit of caper in there, too?
A little bit of... Well, I mean, it's kind of par for the course for a tartar sauce. And then it also comes with a pineapple mojo, which you will not be having, because it will kill you.
Kind of just disappoints me because I can actually smell it.
Mm-hmm.
It smells
pretty good. Yeah, it's delicious.
How are the Hush Puppies so far, you guys?
Good.
Very good.
This has the card information on it.
Oh,
Set it there. That's fine.
That works. Yeah, they're rotating beers as they become more available or just on the whim of whoever.
Mm. I like how you got little chunks of onion in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's moist, but not like wet.
Yeah.
Hard to find a good Hush Puppy. And for a while, the only experience that I had with Hush Puppies were Long John Silver's.
Which I don't think I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to say, you've never been to an A&W.
Oh, I've been to an A&W.
Well, you got bodied by A&W.
That's right.
It's not great, but their Hush Puppies are pretty addictive.
Was that the one with the butter knots, or is that Red Lobster?
Butter knots?
Or butter biscuits, or...
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, okay, what is
Red,
that?
Red,
that's
Lobster.
Red
Lobster? Yeah. Actually, I've never been to a Red Lobster, but the only thing I know of Red Lobster is the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
I know something on the menu that I've never been to. I never had. But that's what people swear by.
It's biscuits with cheese in them. How bad can it be?
Right. Still probably not ever going to a Red Lobster by choice. I'm going to split this sucker in half.
Okay.
Because I'm partial. Or impartial.
Or... Well, I've already had two.
There's
four.
Oh, screw you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm all for equality. You don't have to be giving me shit.
So it's been a while since I've seen you.
It's true. You went off gallivanting around the globe.
Yeah. I basically went straight down. Took a well-deserved break.
From me.
From the man.
I am.
We headed down to sunny Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And part of my deal was is that I wanted, while we were down there, was to figure out, can you go to an all-inclusive resort and actually get good food?
Okay.
And it could not be a more yes and no answer if there ever was one.
So your trip was inconclusive, is what
it was
hearing.
Completely inconclusive.
All right.
We, you know, they have all these restaurants down there, and it's not, you know, depending on what, and I've never done an all-inclusive resort.
Okay.
So I've never vacationed that way before. Every time that I've gone vacation in the past, it's been to a specific destination, and, you know, we were either camping or, you know, going to a resort, but we weren't confined to what was on property. So, with this, you know, you're eating at a different restaurant every single night, and you might have a buffet for lunch or buffet for breakfast. The thing is that when you're in Mexico, they just don't have the same... I'm trying to think of the best way to put this without sounding
racist.
Slightly racist. You just don't have the same taste buds that you would.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that makes sense in any, right. You know, go to any foreign country, the cuisine's going to be different.
Ironically, one of the best things I had down there was at the Asian restaurant at the resort. I had a red curry duck breast.
Ah.
Served with jasmine rice and miso soup and tom yum soup. And that was just really, really very good and well seasoned. But then you go to places, you know, you go to the Brazilian place that's on site down there.
Yeah, I love Brazilian.
Right. It wasn't that good. You know, you have this expectation that every Brazilian place you go to is going to be either like samba or fogo de chão. And it couldn't have been more.
I have a theory about this. Mm. Since Brazil is so close, it is in many ways a competitor for tourism dollars. Since, you know, the cultures are somewhat similar, mm-hmm. You know, the location's similar, the weather's similar. So I think that the Mexican resorts make it a point to have terrible Brazilian food so that you associate terrible food with Brazil and you never go. I think this is some sort of subtle cultural sabotage.
I think you're an idiot. I'm going to go with that might be the dumbest thing you've ever said on the show.
That's not possible.
That might
I've
be.
I've said much dumber.
Anytime we had any sort of seafood, it was very good.
Right on the ocean. Are you on the east side or the west side of Mexico?
We're on the east side.
So you're talking Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean Sea?
Yes. Okay. Caribbean Sea.
Yeah.
We're on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Ah.
On the Mayan Riviera.
Why are you giving me that face?
Because that's how they
give you a stupid face when
they do. Yeah. It was a very beautiful resort, and you know, you're able to get seafood right away. So literally like the first like five or six meals, breakfast included, they all had seafood in it. Right, it had some sort of derivative of like a seafood salad or a ceviche at every single meal.
Now, how was the bandy camps?
It was good.
That's a style of fish, right?
They really dressed up them fish sticks. Extra crispy.
That's a species of fish.
I actually
right?
asked them to keep the fish sticks in the oven, so they got a little bit more well done.
A little bit more well done. Yeah, no, that's good.
You're an idiot.
What? No, that's a species of fish, isn't it?
No.
No.
But then you have stuff that's just so bad.
Okay.
Or the cook back there is, or the cooks, the chefs back there. Are trying so hard to make something artistic that they forget that it has to be flavorful as well. And most everywhere we went on property, they had a spaghetti or a pasta noodle.
Okay.
That it had been cooked and then fried.
Oh, okay.
And then shoved into the entree. So it was making like this goofy, like, vertical design, so it was much more about the plate design.
Oh.
And then they'd put, like, a smear or, like, a drizzle of balsamic vinegar on it.
Okay.
On the plate. When that was not the flavor that you wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like people were trying so hard to be...
Well, I wonder if, you know, foodies... And people that listen to this show, and you know, people that are really interested in the actual food,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do the all-inclusive resort right. so much. So really, their audience they're catering for
mm-hmm.
is people with more money than sense,
right?
And more money than taste.
I agree with you.
And people that are easily swayed by garish displays,
right?
But enough about buffets. But enough about the beach life there.
Right.
But no, I mean, you're saying, I mean, it's people like,
you know,
I hate bringing her up when I try to come up with someone that isn't as sophisticated as other people. But like, this is for people like my mom.
Okay. I was wondering who you're going to pick on my family. I'm actually surprised you went with your mom.
Your family is very your family is very sophisticated. I wouldn't assume. Well, it kind of ended after you.
If I could have been gone this long.
No, I mean you were like the last gasp of sophistication. Your brothers are worthless.
Oh, I know that.
That's lost cause.
That's well established.
It's true. But no, I mean like people like my mom and like she's very. She likes what she likes, and she's not as interested in kind of crazy food and things like that.
Thank you. Awesome.
So it's like, I think that's more what they're going for.
Right.
So, I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
I did. Thank you very much. It was an interesting experience. I would definitely do it again, just simply because the relaxation level that you achieve when sitting on a beach and they just keep handing you cervezas.
Now, are you talking relaxation or just drunkenness?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Because you know alcohol is a depressant.
I know. But, you know, you sit on the beach at night, you know, all you hear are the waves and the stars. You know, you can hear the stars. But all you hear are the waves crashing.
Well, you're further south, so you're closer to the stars. So you can actually hear them.
Yeah, I can reach out and touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the waves and the stars and the old people fucking.
Right, exactly.
That's really what you can hear.
This fat slapping together at that point.
But enough about your room.
Wow. you're a mess. My God. Jesus. Can you get food to your mouth?
I'm trying not to laugh.
But there's something extremely relaxing about it. Assuming you can navigate customs and all that fun stuff, the actual stressful part about it, the way it is.
Which reminds me, did you get me a bottle of tequila?
No, and I actually forgot your gift at home, which just is driving me nuts right now, because the gift is so much better than a bottle of tequila.
It's not a Mexican bride, is it?
No, it isn't. No.
Because there's legal considerations.
I know. But at least I'd give you the
option. Maybe a year and a half ago, maybe I'd have been able to get around it.
God damn it, now I'm really mad that I forgot your gift. I didn't get you tequila, but I did get you something that I think is even better.
Really?
Yes. It's even better.
I'm intrigued. So, food has arrived.
Food has arrived.
Where to begin here?
What's the matter?
What do you got?
I got two. I actually went the double appetizer route instead of one entree.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fry bread tacos, which fry bread is a Native American style fried bread.
You don't say.
It's very soft, almost pita-ish type of bread. Very light, very flavorful, chewy, but holds up well to heavier, almost dense ingredients, except for the fact that it's running down my arm right now. These are stuffed with pulled pork and topped with sour cream and a corn relish. Very, very good for the first couple bites that I've had.
And very appropriate, given you're just talking about your Mexican vacation, because they look very, very Mexican in their presentation.
They do.
The corn's a big push for that, I think.
Except, I didn't have any corn while I was down in Mexico.
Really?
None at all. Like I said, a lot of seafood, grilled cactus, which is awesome.
Really?
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Like what would you compare it to?
Like a green pepper, almost.
Oh, okay.
But very good. Similar to that, if not more texture to it, not nearly as much crunch to it, and more flavor, but very, very good. And a lot of onions, a lot of peppers that you normally associate.
Mm-hmm.
That is a mess, though.
It is a mess. It's running down my arm.
That's what she said.
Wow.
You were thinking it.
I was. What monstrosity did you...
Well, one monstrosity at a time. Mm. No, I got a sandwich, which we'll talk about in a bit. But you have your option of sides with your sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
or Sammy's, as they call it in Minute. And the options are fries or a salad. And being, you know, somewhat healthy conscious, somewhat, I said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me that look. And not being a huge fry fan myself. I'm not. We've talked about this in the show. Why do you always look surprised? Plus, I had fries for lunch, so. Not just fries, but.
So it's the fry, not the fry guy.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not a big deal. Okay, you're distracting me here. So I went with the salad. Now, when I get a salad, I assume several things. Now, I realize that when I get a side salad, it's not going to be something that I would get at a salad bar.
Let's see how that goes.
You know, it's not going to have 17... Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's not going to have, you know, 17 different, you know, kind of vegetables. It's not going to have meat in it. You know, it's going to be somewhat simple. But what I got was half a grocery store bag of lettuce, of various lettuces, with some vinaigrette. That's all. There's no...
You're right.
There's no tomato. There's literally nothing in this but lettuce and spinach. Just green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
That is not a salad.
That
is a leaf pot.
I disagree. I enjoy it.
A salad is about the harmonious coming together of many different vegetable families.
You like your salads like you like your burgers.
This is the inbred of the salad family. It's all one type. I mean,
you got like 5 or 6 types of greens in there.
Yeah, but that's like 5 or 6 types of water. It's like big deal.
You like your salads like you like your burgers. You like stuff.
I like stuff in it, but I'm willing to be reasonable when it comes to a side salad. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not expecting stuff. But I'm expecting some tomato. Maybe some some freaking like cabbage, like red cabbage, something that makes it
radicchio.
Something that it's visually boring and it's huge. I mean, this is, like I said, it's about a half a bag of what if you went to the grocery store and got just like a bag of greens.
Do you think maybe you're being a little bit overly critical?
Perhaps.
Like they don't want that to be the star.
Yeah, but there's not being the star and not showing up.
Okay.
And I think this rides the line a little bit.
Okay.
I'm just saying, maybe mix it up a little bit. You know, you've got vegetables back there. Even you got corn. Throw some fucking corn in there. You know, just give it something different. Just don't give me a half a plate of green. That's my point.
Okay.
I mean, it's good. The vinaigrette's very tasty, and the you know the vegetables themselves, you know, fresh. You know, they're not soggy or anything like that. I think it's a well put together.
It's dressed appropriately.
It's dressed appropriately. I you know, and I'm not going to give them any crap for execution.
Right.
But I was expecting more. I'm a simple man. I understand the limitations of a side salad, but it seemed disappointing. Now my sandwich, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
This beast is like something I would make for breakfast. Because what it is, it's toasted. I think it's a sourdough, but it is a layer, probably half an inch thick, of sliced ham,
mm-hmm.
then a fried egg, then another layer of ham, then another fried egg.
There's no cheese.
There is cheese on it.
Okay.
As well. Mm. This is exactly the kind of sandwich I would be making on a Saturday morning. Just fry up a whole bunch of ham, a bunch of eggs, put it all in a freaking sandwich. Awesome.
And hope that it stays together.
The sandwich is outstanding. It's, you know, very similar. Like I said, it's very much a breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But it totally works. I am a big fan of the sandwich, and it makes up for the salad, I think. Good Friday got anything in?
No bad can come of
pretty
that.
Pretty true.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking another bite here.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The other thing that I got is I try to chew. I got the smoked potted trout mousse, which is served by it with the French bread that they make here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smoked trout mousse, exactly what you'd think it would be. A little ramekin of the trout mousse. You dip the bread into said mousse. It's very cold, very creamy, very smoked trout-ish. There is a little bit of dill in there as well, but there's not, other than that, there's not a whole lot to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tasty. It's tasty. It's executed well, but it's not memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, that was a mess.
There has to be a quarter pound of ham on this fucking sandwich. I like it. And the fact that they
sounded slightly like a complaint.
No. This is, this may come as a shock to you, but when I make sandwiches, especially with ham, I tend to go a little overboard.
No.
I know.
No.
I know you're shocked.
It's not the way you cook.
I know. But it's, this is definitely right in my wheelhouse. I'm a big fan. And they do breakfast here.
Right.
Which makes sense. They're bakery, cafe kind of place. And apparently, I've heard rumors that they have something called a juicy piggy.
It just sounds
which
horrific from, and,
yeah,
and delightful.
From the description, it's basically a Juicy Lucy style preparation of a sausage patty. And I was hoping that that would be available, but it was not.
I think we should have asked.
We should have. One thing I like about a place like this, and I thought the same thing with like a French Meadow, and is French Meadow the one that's down in Uptown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right by where you used to live.
Yeah, I was just making sure that was the name.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, any of these kind of bakery, cafe kind of places, this is one where you're going to live and die by the regulars, and you know, it's like, these are the kind of places that should do a ton of business in the morning, on the weekends, things like that.
Can you imagine a business places on Saturday morning?
Oh my god. Oh, it's...
I would avoid this like the plague.
Mm-hmm. But what's nice is, you know, we mentioned at the beginning though, it's in a strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're right by, I mean, just from where I'm at, I can see a Subway, a Great Clips, a Papa John's. I know there's a karate place in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of a fan of places like this. There's a Caribou right down there. I'm kind of a fan of places like this in strip malls and in areas like this because, you know, I don't know actually what all is around here, but I like, you know, I'm sure we're both big fans of kind of those little neighborhood places.
Oh, yeah.
Within a sea of kind of fast food and kind of
the hidden
pedestrian.
Gem.
The hidden gem. And I think places like this go a long way to helping people where they're going to always go to like a Subway or something like that. Helping people kind of break that barrier of going to more independent places and more locally owned places.
Right. The other thing with places like this is that they get their built-in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You get built-in traffic, which for an independent place such as Sun Street Breads is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's going to pick up a pizza, at Papa John's, they're going to be like, well, we can stop there for breakfast Saturday morning while walking the dog. Or stop in for a cup of coffee while they're waiting for you know, kids to be done at karate or whatever.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they have beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're right in the middle of a residential area. Like, that's... I mean, for a place like this, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think of, like... You know, I like the Egg. Okay. But both of those locations are in the heart of kind of business area kind of places.
Right.
And granted, Egg and I has no problems doing business. If you've ever been there on a Sunday morning, you'll know that they're not hurting for money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to break into that, it'd be I would imagine they'd be really hard pressed to get a good following going.
Oh yeah.
If you are in a more urban kind of area, more businessy kind of area.
Mm. One thing, I'm gonna change gears a little bit.
Sure.
If you go to a place. Well, if you go...
Use your words.
If you come to Sun Street Breads, just be prepared to get your mouth all cut up like you ate a bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you need more water?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
I'm good. You know, crunchy bread like that, it just kind of cuts up the roof of your
mouth. I will say, yeah, I mean, their bread, I mean, it's very obviously made in-house, and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's good, but they tend to be on the little chewier, crunchier side.
Right. I almost wanted something a little bit softer. Now, I don't know what your sandwich was like, you know, as far as...
Yeah, the sandwich I had was good. It was lightly toasted. So you got a little bit of the crisp, but not
and
like...
And it held up.
Yeah.
That was surprising, considering the massive amount of
I mean, it was a heavy sandwich. You had... And it helped that the eggs were completely fried. Like, they weren't runny at all. Mm-hmm. I think if you added a runny egg to that, that just would have been a hot mess of a sandwich.
One that you would have... Dutifully.
Oh, I would have loved it like it was my own, but
mm-hmm.
But that did help the whole thing kind of keep together, I think, mm-hmm. pretty nicely.
Would you like to try any of my smoked trout mousse?
I'm okay.
Sure?
I don't Come necessarily on. Trust paste of that color.
Come on. Man up.
A little bit.
I'm only doing it because I'm full. The amount of bread that I've had.
Which is amazing considering you actually not have a whole lot of actual food.
Right. Just a lot of bread. A lot of carbs.
A lot of carbs. I need to go run a marathon after this.
What do you think of that?
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was a bad choice for meal.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a really bad choice for that, but it would have been all right for an appetizer.
Appetizer, well, I mean, you did get two appetizers.
And you don't want to have, like, more than two pieces of it.
Mm-hmm. Now,
the simple reason it's extremely rich.
It is extremely rich.
Is that going to keep me from finishing it off? Probably not.
You know what I almost prefer that on?
Mm.
Bagel.
Yep. Yep. Something mm-hmm. chewier or something softer.
Yep. You know, because I think...
You know your breads, my friend.
Well, the piece that I got, and I bit a piece of the corner. But it was a little... Like, I got more of a burnt side of the bread, and that completely overshadowed the sandwich. I mean, it's such a mild flavor. You put that on a nice bagel, like a good egg bagel... I think that would work really, really well.
Onion bagel.
Onion, you'd run the risk of similar, where you kind of overpower it. Because that, you know, for being fish.
Do an onion bagel and just have the worst breath ever.
I'm a big fan of the you go to Brugger's or any of the bagel places, specifically Brugger's, because I know they have this combination. You get the garlic bagel with a bacon scallion and cream cheese.
Oh my God. I just gas out the wife.
Dude, your children and your parents, neither of them getting laid. It actually splits them in either direction generationally.
Good lord.
It was fantastic.
You almost need a special name for that bagel.
The go sit in your office bagel.
There should be only one bagel.
So we finished?
We have.
Opinions?
Mixed.
Okay.
For what it is, it's a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a restaurant.
Yeah.
Which I know is kind of like, sounds stupid.
Well, I'm curious where this is going.
In that if you think of it as just like a straight cafe where the actual prepared foods aren't the star, but, you know, the prepared breads, the coffee, and the drinks and whatnot are the star, then it serves its purpose perfectly.
Yep.
But coming here as the food being the only reason, it might not be your cup of tea. If we're comparing cafes to cafes, you know, in the places that I can think of off the top of my head, Mill City is by far and away my favorite. And then maybe like Good Day and or French Meadow, and then here.
Okay.
So I kind of have mixed feelings about it right now.
I think I'm kind of with you. And I think that this is the interesting thing about this place is that, you know, look at what we both have.
Right.
And in that it was both of the things we had were pretty basic.
Right.
Prepared very simply.
You think mine was basic?
Well, the fry bread maybe not so much.
And I don't think you get trout mousse a lot of places.
But I guess what I mean by that is there's not a lot going on. Like, you're not talking super complex flavors.
Just one note.
And I don't even say that like it's a bad thing. I don't think that's necessarily, and it's one of those where it's this kind of happy or maybe unhappy medium between, you know, like a traditional, rural Minnesota diner. And a real high-end place like a French Meadow or... there's a bakery in St. Paul that I'm blanking on right now that, you know, similar, where it's, you know, they're doing a lot more, I guess, maybe interesting things.
I'm blanking on that.
I know, I can't think of it either. I mean, I think if we can say anything about this place is that it is, and this sounds worse than I want it to,
right,
but that is, it's uninteresting.
It's boring.
I don't think it's that far.
It's one note. It's the bread, and then everything else is kind of doesn't get the same attention. And even the bread is not like, oh my god, this is the best bread I've ever had. Type of bread. The bread here is good, but I can go a couple blocks to the west and go to Patisserie 46 and get myself, you know, some pastries or a nice piece of bread. Or even like a prepared sandwich and go to town, and I think it'd be better than what I just had here.
I think the market they're going for isn't so much. I don't think they're trying to beat French Meadow at their
No.
But I think they're trying to do kind of an independently minded spin on like a Panera.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think it's a bad idea. You know, and
they're all kind of cut from that same cloth.
Yeah, you know, and I definitely think there is that market. You know, I think of something like Hazel's, which we keep bringing up on this show
because it's really awesome.
But it's that idea of kind of simple prepared foods prepared well, and just kind of give you that. And I think this is close to that.
Right, it needs
to be refined. It just doesn't have that. It's like they can't figure out if they want to be kind of down home or if they kind of want to be more uptown.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I don't even know if they need to make that decision.
Right. Well, I think that's a great way of putting it, because if you think about like two of the places that I mentioned, you know, Mill City or French Meadow is very uptown.
Very uptown.
I mean, that menu scream, and the results that come out of the kitchen scream uptown.
Yeah.
You think of Mill City, it's very eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
northeast.
It's very northeast. And that's what it is. There's nothing really else on the menu that screams something else.
Mm-hmm.
So this can't find its footing.
That's the thing. And part of me is worried that we're being too food criticky about it.
And that might be.
And because I think this is one of those where, Mill City and those, they're very much of their neighborhood.
Were we spoiled? Or were we spoiled by having those places first?
Maybe, but I think maybe the other issue is that, I mean, partly is I don't really know this neighborhood
right at
all. So I don't know how this fits into how the neighborhood operates.
Right.
And there's no shame whatsoever of doing a place that caters to your neighborhood
right, that
isn't necessarily terribly ambitious. You know.
Well, let's think about the places that are nearby. We have King's Wine Bar.
Yep.
Cafe Enya.
Yep.
We have Pat's Tap. That's fairly nearby.
Uh-huh.
So, to me, it's fitting that same, I don't want to call it a flavor profile, but kind of fitting that same kind of feel to it.
Okay.
But kind of just needs something. It's like it's missing something.
Let me bring something else up.
Okay.
All the places you mentioned.
Yeah.
King's, Patisserie, even Pat's Tap. Very hip.
Yeah.
Very, very of the times, very, kind of the scene. We are by far the youngest people in this place right now.
Yeah.
And I think, we talk, at least I talk a lot about, the kind of the gateway of getting a certain type of people into doing something a little different.
Okay.
I wonder if this is kind of similar, because if you look at, look at everyone around us.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a lot of, housewives, middle-aged, pretty much women.
Right.
And
the cafe crowd.
It's very much the cafe crowd. And, I think that, the other disadvantage of this place is that we're here at dinner, and I think this is definitely a place that's going to come into its own on a breakfast
or
a brunch level.
Yep.
And I think this is a place not for us. I think that's really what it is.
It's not built for us.
It's not built for us.
That's a great way to put it.
It's built for it's built for
not us.
Not us. But I'm trying to be more specific. But it's built for more middle-aged, where they're somewhat savvy. They might have been hip. In their youth, and this—I sound like a freaking ass.
You are. You do sound like a douche.
But no, but it's one of those where it's like they.
It just doesn't fit us.
It doesn't fit us, and I think it's.
If we were
20 years older, this would totally be our place.
Maybe. It might be.
I think this is for the hip youth that has aged and somewhat calmed down a bit.
We're probably driving a Volvo.
They've settled down, but they've still got that kind of spark of they want something different, they want something a little better.
They want something other than the burgers that's across the street.
Exactly. And I think that's where that niche is.
Yep.
And for that niche, I think they do very well.
Yeah. But it's just not our style.
It's just not necessarily for young people.
It's not how we roll.
That's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just the way it is.
See, it took us a while to get there, but we got there.
That's pretty much the theme of this show, in general. We don't always...
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Interested in dessert tonight?
I don't think so.
No, I think we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you. But that's it. I mean, I like what we had, or I like what I had. I think the sandwich was very good. My objections to the salad
are pretty much unfounded, but
granted, it's a personal taste thing. But to me,
exactly,
if it had been small, I think that probably would have been more offensive if it was small and still simple.
Had they thrown a cherry tomato on there too?
Yeah, just
or some red onion.
Something, just something a little different. And, you know, yeah, there was probably four or five different kinds of greens in there, but you put dressing on it, and they pretty much all taste the same.
It's all right. It's okay. You're a picky foodie, you know.
Not picky foodie.
You're a food snob.
I'm a salad snob. My sandwich was excellent.
Your sandwich was a monstrosity.
Well, that's why it was an excellent monstrosity. Much like myself.
The fried bread tacos I would recommend.
Yeah, those look really good.
Thank you. Those were good. The potted trout mousse. I don't know if I'd go as far as to recommend that unless you were sharing it with about four people.
Yeah, but then you just would get like a breath of it.
No, because it was like, I had enough that went over all four pieces of toast.
Okay.
And you don't want a ton of that because it's so rich.
Yeah.
So that made sense. I think if I came back, I'd probably try one of the sandwiches. The special today sounded really, really awesome.
It did.
And I'm kind of kicking myself that I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of I spied this place a little bit earlier today. So.
And like neither of us had their entrees. Like they do more than sandwiches.
Yeah.
They do have a series of stews. I know they did a pot roast.
Right. But we did get a nice cross section.
Yeah.
What the, you know, I think because we got essentially three appetizers and a sandwich.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the hush puppies.
Right. That we got a good cross section of what they can do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I did like the hush puppies.
So did I.
Yeah, those are definitely right in there.
I don't know if they're enough to get me to come back.
Yeah.
I would probably come back, you know, it'd be one of those things where. It'd be one of those things where somebody said, hey, we're going to meet for brunch at Sun Street Bread. So I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not going to seek this place out.
Yeah, and you wouldn't necessarily suggest it.
No.
When, you know, but if someone's going, you know, why not?
Thank you.
I do give them points on the beer menu.
Mm-hmm. Nice cross section.
It's a nice mix of things. And again, it goes toward that, you know, toward that crowd of being, you know, maybe once was hip, or maybe they've settled down, maybe they've suburbaned up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but they've still, like I said, they still got that spark. And I sound like an ass as I describe this, but I can't think of a better way to put it.
You are an ass.
I don't think I'm an ass. I don't try to be.
You're a complete asshole.
I try to be.
You do have a small wine selection. You know, about six whites, six reds, some house wines, and, you know, nothing out of the ordinary in terms of, like, pricing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $5 to $9 per glass. And, you know, no bottles over 31 bucks, so.
It's not bad.
Not bad. So we're gonna give this maybe like 1.5 thumbs up.
To me, I think this is gonna be one of those places that is 85% people that live within a half mile.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not.
And again,
people are gonna search it out.
And there's not a damn thing wrong with that.
No.
Absolutely. I mean, not at all.
It will serve this community well. This
absolutely. You can skip
dinner. Ooh, excuse me.
Before we go, I do want to give a quick hello and thank you to everyone that we talked to at SpringCon last weekend.
Yes,
it was a lot of fun both days. It was the best weekend we've ever had in terms of shirt sales, and so that was nice. And we talked to a lot of people. We talked to actual fans of ours, which I think was better than even making new fans. Not that we dislike new fans.
We hate our new fans.
We hate our new fans.
Yeah.
We're old school like that. No, but you know. I love talking with guys that listen to the show, listen to the other Fancy Pants Gangster shows. It was great. I want to say it was Josh. I think that was his name.
Is that the wing guy that never came back?
The wing guy that never came back.
Thanks a lot, you jerk.
he said he was going to D Spot for wings for lunch and never came back and brought us any.
Yeah, thank you, you jerk.
But he was a very cool guy despite that. So it was great talking with him again.
And for future reference, About 12 of those Lollapalooza wings were in business. That's all I got. I'm just
he'll even pay it for
them. I'm phoning in my order. No, I'm not going to pay for them. No. I'm the talent.
Yeah, you're trading in your awesome celebrity.
Exactly. For free I'm the talent. I get free wings.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, for future reference, this is my pre-ordered order.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Continue.
All right. But no, it was a ton of fun. We went out to Grumpy's that night. That was a lot of fun as well. Got to talk to some other creators, things like that.
That was CP.
Yeah, we haven't had Grumpy's yet, actually, on the show. And that is an interesting chain of places.
It is. It's like the anti-Champs, anti-Joe Center.
Well, what's hilarious about that is they've got three locations, and if you didn't know they were all related, you'd never guess
exactly.
They were all related.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, that was a lot of fun, and just the whole show was a blast. And if you started listening to this show because of talking to us at SpringCon, let us know. You can email us, wallfed@fancybandsgangsters.com, and let us know what you think of this show or any of the other shows. Or you can follow us on Foursquare, foursquare.com/wallfedguidetolife, to find out where we're going, not only for the show, but when we're around town doing our thing. We're men about town. I must give us credit. I must give you credit because we got some major bonus points on Foursquare because our check-ins were 900 miles apart.
Nothing like checking in at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Yeah, that's right. So that was cool. We're on Twitter as well, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg or facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. We mentioned at the top of the show, but Wellfed Streetside, our summer program, talking about food carts and food trucks. This week it's Keen. He hasn't sent me the file yet, so I don't know where he was.
Oh, and by the way, if you get a chance, and I read the story today, I don't remember the news site that it was. If you get a chance today and you work in St. Paul, go visit our boy Nate Dogs. His trailer got hit with a hit and run
last weekend,
and it's still running. Like all the stuff is still running, but it's all dented up and it needs to get a new one. So patronize a good sport and all around good guy, Nate Dogs. Neither one of us has had the chance to have Nate Dogs yet,
yeah.
But it's probably on like my top five things, my bucket list for Twin Cities.
No, yeah, I'm with you there.
If not number one with a bullet.
Yeah.
So, patronize him or patronize him, whatever.
Patronize him.
Don't patronize him. Patronize him. I don't know if he's going to be doing any sort of fundraiser, maybe on Kickstarter or anything like that.
I saw on Twitter today that he sold out today, so that's a nice little financial injection.
Exactly. So keep that up, and he didn't get a good description of the car, which is unfortunate because with the way that the Twitter world works nowadays,
it's fine as ass real quick.
Exactly. So I know that's a shameless plug to a guy we haven't met yet, but.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things, and nothing but good things about his hot dogs. So.
Yes. So I did all the socials and all that stuff. I got nothing else. So I guess we'll wish you a fine week ahead. And
happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, that's right. We got Memorial Day coming up next week. And I got nothing else, but thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.